This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to another session of Sanity here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Bassini, your guest host, filling in today for Bradley Dean. I want to thank Bradley for having, I don't know if it's the guts or the lack of mind to give me his microphone and his audience today, but I do appreciate the time. Bradley's a great guy. If you want to learn more, if you're tuning in to hear Bradley Dean and you're a little disappointed, well, I feel bad about that, but if you're a little disappointed, go ahead and head over to his website. It's the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you could find out, you know, Bradley's writings. You could pick up some of his classic podcasts. You could check him out and check out Sons of Liberty Radio. If you like what you're hearing with me, if you like what you've heard so far with me, then I also do a show every day called The Real Side with Joe Messina. And you can catch that here on GCN Live or on over 30 stations across the country. Just head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can, during my show, you can watch live, listen live. You can check out the stations. There's a lot you could do up on the website. But I want to bring on my next guest pretty quick here, because I think we're going to have a great conversation in this hour. Becca Keating joins me. She's the author of Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. And Becca, thank you so much for being with me today.
You bet. Great to be here. Yeah. Glad to join you today.
You know, the book is important, or these kind of books, and we're touting your book, but these kind of topics are very important. We need to drive the point home to conservatives, to constitutional conservatives, and to Christian conservatives out there, although I think Christian and conservatives should kind of fall in line with each other. And they really
Absolutely.
Need to apply God's word. They really need to apply Christian principle to the way they vote, to the way they deal with issues, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. In fact, that's the premise of the book, is to realize what the Constitution establishes, and that our freedoms are not given by the government, they're given by God. And so we've designed our government in such a way that we, the people, are in charge of sustaining that which God has given to us, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And Christians so often have just fallen asleep, or they've been busy, I don't know, doing, you know, waiting
for Most Christians feel that God's in control, God's sovereign, every single thing that happens because God wants it to happen that way. And I'm going, are you guys out of your mind? There are so many scriptures you'd have a problem with that mindset. What say you?
Yeah, well, God is not mocked. That which we sow, we will also reap, he says. So there's that balance. Yes, he's sovereign. Yes, he is almighty, all-powerful. And yet he has chosen us to do his work on earth, and particularly this nation is so unique in all the nations of the world. And it has that power like the house on a hill, shining light on a hill, like Reagan talked about. But it only is if we, the people, who are the salt and light of our country, that being those in whom Christ dwells, those believers, those Christians, will step up to the plate and preserve that unity. Well, how do they do that? They have to stay engaged. They can't just go to work. They can, but the better thing would be to stay engaged with their school board, with their city council, with their local assembly, the state senate,
yep.
and making sure that those who represent us represent the values in which we've known our country to be, to hold, you know, those constitutional freedoms. So it's so important. And, you know, that one proverb, let me see, it says, the righteousness exalts a nation, But sin disgrace to any people. That's in Proverbs 14:34. And it explains that, I mean, it reiterates that, that righteousness, which works its way through our society from those who are living rightly with God. And if we don't, like you say, engage in the process of retaining those things that the Constitution establishes, then we've lost it. We've been like that frog in a fry pan that has slowly been heating up the water, and we haven't even jumped out. We've just been cooked. And we go, well, how did we ever get this way? And I've heard some say, well, we're on the Titanic. We're going down this. And it's like, no, we're not. We can't. We don't have to let that happen.
No, we don't.
We can turn this boat around. Don't you think?
I agree with you. If we get involved, look at one of the arguments, and you've mm-hmm. written about this in your book, but one of the arguments I had is many people elected me on a local school board, and they did it so that I would, I believe, I would maintain some you know, Christian principles, some moral values and what have you on an mm-hmm. education board. But I think it's really funny, those same people that elected me to that board will call me when they don't like something that's going on, but I can't get them to come out and support me. I can't get them to understand. It takes more than one out of five people on a board to make something happen, and we have to hear from those people who voted me on, and they don't seem to get that. How do we wake them up?
Yeah, so what you're saying is they need to show up at the board meetings, not just
on election
elect
day.
Somebody. Yeah, right. So I do. I really think that's important. And it does take a commitment of time. But what is worth the time? Because it's an investment in the future of our children, in the future of our city, in the future of our nation. And you just have to look at where the nation is now. And thank goodness that we have a new president coming in, Trump, and that he is going to help preserve that which was established originally constitutionally. But because we haven't been engaged, that's where the slide down the whole mountainside, mm-hmm. the avalanche, has occurred. And so, yeah, it takes time. It takes effort to be engaged, but isn't that worth more than just sitting in front of a football game? I mean, how many maybe girls spend hours and hours and hours and hours watching sports? And could they spend an hour going to a city council meeting or a school board meeting or,
Becca,
you know, right?
What about the hour or 2 hours they spend before the football game getting ready and doing the tailgating, right? Before they actually go in? I mean, I don't even know how long a football game is. What is it, 3 hours or something like that? You know, there's 6 hours out of your day, start to finish, and I can't get you to show up. You know, Proverbs 29:2 says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We've got a lot of people mourning, number one. And number two is, do you really think a heathen is going to elect a godly man?
Okay, so that's the other switch around, for people to wake up and realize that showing up to vote is crucial. But to negate that, or to say, oh, well, God's in control, you know, that whole thing, and that he's going to put in who he wants in. Well, you have to think through this logically. You know, he has appointed us, we the people, to sustain that constitutional freedom. And if we don't show up to even vote, it's going to go to the wicked one who then votes in those that we don't want.
We got to go for a quick break, but don't lose that thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Real Side on you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So we're going back in. Hold on.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio Show. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, and today for Bradley Dean, who's enjoying a day off. He deserves a day. I mean, I tell you what, I don't know who works harder, him or Trump, seriously. But Bradley cranks. He's a great guy. He's out there reaching our youth. He's doing what's right. For those of you who do pray, you need to keep Bradley lifted in your prayers because he is really a warrior on the front lines. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that because he gave me the mic, but I mean that sincerely. He is out there fighting 7 days a week for the souls of your young people. So anyway, I am Joe Messina, your guest host in today for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com to learn more about Bradley Dean. If you like what you hear from me, I do a daily show called The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can find that also at therealside.com. I'll slow down if you can't write that fast. That's therealside.com. TheRealSide.com. You can find out more. I want to get back to my guest. Becca Keating joins me. She's the author of a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. Becca, first of all, thanks for being with me. Second, give us a reader's digest of the book, and then we'll go ahead and go into detail on it.
Well, first of all, you can go to BeccaKeating.net. That's BeccaKeating.net, and you'll see some videos, and you'll can click on and find how to order the book. But also, if you want me to come and speak to your organization, there's a space in the back where you can contact me for that as well. But the book, first of all, explains what's the Constitution all about. Then it goes into what is a conservative citizen, and then it goes into the challenges of being a constitutional conservative citizen. And one of the things that you alluded to a little bit with your talk show host that you are guesting for, is that we are in a warfare, mm-hmm. and we're not just fighting against flesh and blood. And that's where I think Christians need to really realize that we need to be on our knees. We need to be in prayer about all these different things. Some really great things have been happening because of that. and one of which is the presidential election. As you know, that there are a lot of places around the country that had gatherings of prayer through not just, you know, what Franklin Graham did at each Capitol building, but in small groups all around the United States, one of which occurred in our Republican headquarters, to just get on our knees and pray for this election. But I really do think that we need to get a grasp of that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the powers of the air. And the book goes into the call to Christians to rise up, to stand firm, to be heard, to not be back down and go, oh, well, you know, that's just the way things are. There's nothing I can do. Well, yes, there is. And we have a mighty God that wants to work mightily within you. That's why it's entitled Impact Your World. Your world is your neighborhood. Your world is your family. Your world is your community in which you live. And to impact that world, you must then stand firm in our constitutional liberties and in our biblical principles, which are enabled as we stand firm within the context of our society in which we live. I've lived under Islamic rule. I know what it's like not to.
I was going to go down that road with you, but you already broached it. So tell people, give them an overview of what happened and what your experience was with it.
Well, we had gone to Saudi Arabia to work for a short time teaching English as a second language at King Abdulaziz University, which is in Jeddah on the Red Sea. It's where Osama bin Laden went to college.
Mm-hmm.
So while there, as I landed, I could feel an oppression, a demonic oppression, just if I could say, in the air. But they looked at me as if I were a donkey owned by my husband, and it didn't matter what I said or what my concerns would be. They didn't really acknowledge me as a person. And it continued that way, at realizing that when I went out my front door, I had to be covered from head to toe. My arms couldn't show, my legs couldn't show, and sometimes I'd wear the habaya over my head. But it kind of reminded me of Halloween. The women are walking around in black. The men are walking around in white, which is kind of ironic. But if I were exposed, if my arms were exposed, I would have been put in jail. So, and then when I got in jail, I couldn't really call an attorney because I don't have an attorney. I couldn't call my husband because they wouldn't let me. So it's like, well, I better cover up this. So also, women can't work. And so everywhere I went were men. And I would get in line, like at the bank, and I'd have men push me out of line at the bank because I'm just a donkey, as it were. I mean, I'm just this thing that men buy. They buy their wives.
Wow.
They don't have dating. They buy their wives. And we talked past this one taxi driver, why you didn't have a wife yet? He goes, I can't afford one. One time, I had my children out for an excursion, and if I go out on an excursion, I can't drive. They don't allow women to drive. So you have to go on the bus, which you can't go on the front of the bus because that's just for men. You have to go on the back of the bus just for women. So a special compartment for women. So then we got on the bus and we went through our little tour around the city, well, within the marketplace, and we got hot. And so we sat down at a cafe, and I had two religious leaders come up and start beating me with their billy club sticks. And I'm jumping away, protecting my children, not knowing what in the world was wrong. And a man at another table said, it's a man's cafe. Women not allowed to even sit down with their children and have juice. So that was very startling to me. And it is so indicative of Islamic and Sharia law. There were beheadings every weekend. And if you stole something, they cut off your hand. So they said there's a low crime rate, but the crime is only against those that are not Saudis. It's the other. In other words, we were in a car wreck and a Saudi hit us, but we were wronged. I mean, we were announced that we did the wrong thing.
Right.
By getting in their way, I guess. Anyway, it's just the whole society was very difficult for me as a woman to
even more so as an American woman, correct?
Yeah. So when I came back to the United States, well, let me add this, and that there's no churches, there's no Buddhist temples, there's no Hindu place, you know, there's just mosques everywhere,
right.
And they don't allow any other religion in there. So here you go, you know, that we who in America have freedom of religion. So over there, if we wanted to gather with other Christians, we had to do it in secret. So we were able to go far away outside the city to a compound, a company compound that was a walled-in city, and we go in that walled-in city and we gather with other believers. Well, one day when we went to gather, there were two soldiers outside the main gate with machine guns that said, no, you can't go in. And it's like, well, yeah, we can. Well, no, you can't. I mean, you want to get shot.
You weren't arguing with guys with a machine gun, were you?
No.
Okay, good.
I
want to make sure I didn't miss
out. It's that American thing about us. You know, it's like, yeah. What? Are you kidding me? And so what I did know is inside the walled city, they were burying the Bibles and hymnals because if they found them, they would burn them. So when I got back to the United States, I could have kissed the ground. And I flew into LAX and was fortunate to go with some family to church. And I literally cried through almost the whole service because of having the freedom to worship. Even now, it's such a freedom that we're not even aware that we have. It's to gather together and worship together. And it's like no other place on the planet. I mean, there's other places like South Korea and other places that do gather, but the freedom that was established by the Constitution to guard that very thing, to be able to worship together publicly,
mm-hmm.
it is a freedom that we must guard. And if we don't continue to stand up, show up, be engaged,
yep.
We will lose that very freedom to do so.
Well, you know, there's people in other countries and probably there, they have scraps of Scripture. They don't even have the whole Bible. They don't have a book of the Bible or even a page of the Bible. The Bible's been cut up into, you know, little sections because they can only sneak mm-hmm. one in. And people revere and love and want to hear from God mm-hmm. so much that they have bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got to go to a quick break and come back. We'll talk more about the book and your experience there. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host in for Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio here on GCN Live. If you're looking for Bradley Dean, obviously I'm not him. I'm a lot shorter and maybe even a little larger. But my name is Joe Messina. I do a daily show called The Real Side with Joe Messina. Please feel free to check me out at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Again, if you want to know more about Bradley Dean, and if you're disappointed, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't be by the end of the time. Hopefully you'll enjoy what you hear. But if you want to check out Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you'll learn more about him, pick up his writings, check out his shows. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there with him as well. My guest is Becca Keating. She's the author of Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. But there's a lot of faith-based fact in the book, is there not, Becca?
Absolutely, yeah. And one of the chapters is If My People. And even though that verse from Chronicles was for the Israel, the principles from that are so applicable today that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I mean, you know, we're probably thinking, well, I'm not doing anything wicked. Well, let's see. Let's, you know, let's check into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And turn from our wicked ways, and then God will heal our land. There's a piece that we need to do. We need to be doing those things in order for God to do his work by healing our land. So those that think, you know, oh, we're just going down the tubes, or, you know, God's in control, he's going to put some atheist in if he wants it.
If he's okay with an atheist, then he's confused with his own word, because in 2 Samuel 23,
yes,
he says,
yes,
the God of Israel,
yes,
said, the flock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. An atheist doesn't know God. How's he supposed to rule in the fear of God? God, your people are so confused.
I really do think that you've got something there where you have to take Scripture in its complete context. And it's hard for us to understand, you know, how could God be totally in control and still look to us to do through us what he would have us to do? And that is that whole simple thing, saying salt and light. What does salt do? It preserves from things going foul. What does light do? It exposes sin, exposes what's bad going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so afraid to shine light on what you know, is bad about or harmful to our children, harmful to our families, and we've been muzzled for so long. And I don't know who made this up. Do you, where they said, you know, don't talk about politics or religion at the dinner table. It's like, well, when did that start and why? And because it has, we've really been hushed.
I'm laughing because they obviously never ate at an Italian table. You know, seriously.
Anyway, there you go. Or at Dennis Prager's house. Mm, you always have good discussions there. But seriously, because we've been muzzled or we've chosen to not talk about those things and not be engaged in solving problems within our city, our neighborhood, we've deferred to the evildoer or those that would bring on destruction or those that are not looking to God's design for the family and for the community, for children, as we would see in the Bible. So if my people, I think is a call to us.
There's your next book, right?
Yeah, well, it's in the book. You know, I even talk about revival. You know, revival is like this rumbling that begins and it builds and it builds and it builds. And I honestly think that we are beginning to see signs of revival, and we need to stay engaged so that that whole thing, that we can turn this around. Don't let anybody tell you that we are on the Titanic and that we're just changing the deck chair, so to speak. We can turn this around by the power of God. I mean, it's not just
look, for those
us.
For those yohos who don't think we can turn it around, they've never read the Old Testament, huh? They've never seen where God's people have been outnumbered, you know, 1,000 to 1.
Yes.
You know, they never read a story about the walls of Jericho. We can go on and on and on about impossible things that God's people have won. So do they believe the word or don't they believe the word would be my question at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Yes, and to realize that we have a powerful, almighty God, and we need to let him do his work as we participate with him in doing what he would want to do in and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And look out, you know.
I agree, but let me give you another one to chew on, okay? In Exodus 18:21, it says, "Moreover, they should use English. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, right?
Such as
fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." So in other words, whether you're the local elected, dog catcher, or you're the local elected school board member, or state assemblyman, state senator, federal senator, whatever it is, according to the word of God anyway, they should be able men, and able men and women. Let's talk about it the right way. And they should fear God, and they should be people of truth. They should hate covetousness. So again, I say to you, find me a heathen that would fall in line with that. You can't.
Yeah. Tell me again. Acts. Did you say?
No, that was.
Where'd you find that?
That was Exodus 18:21.
Exodus.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's four of these. I hang everything on.
Going,
yeah.
in case people are going, where was that?
Yeah, no, right?
Yes.
But that's been my mantra now for a year. It's like heathens are not going to vote for godly men. In 1 Timothy 2, mm-hmm. 2, it says, mm-hmm. for kings and all who are in authority, get it? All who are in authority, mm-hmm. That we may mm-hmm. lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So how do you do that? I mean, please forgive me for some I'm going to insult right now. I don't think we've been living in a godly lifestyle. I don't think we've been living in peace. I don't think we've been living in any reverence in the last 8 years. I know it hasn't been happening.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's so accurate because, as you know, there was a time in our nation's history where money was being sent to those that were running for office that had a liberal bent that would even try to change legislation in light of our religious freedom or in the way that we accept other lifestyles. And as the money went to these liberal politicians, well, guess what? They got elected. And guess what they did? They changed the laws within their state, within their city, to be more combative against those who have a faith in Christ, and to be more lenient for those that might be have the lifestyle otherwise. So it does really make a difference. So even for those that let me say that are not perfect men or women, but they are standing on a platform of life, of that which is consistent with the Constitution, we need to show up and vote for them as well. It's best if we can get godly men and women in office, but we can't not show up if they're not the perfect person,
yeah.
If you know what I mean. Or there were some that didn't show up to vote, I guess, in the last presidential election. In fact, 30 million didn't show up, evangelicals, because they didn't want to vote for a Mormon.
Right.
Well, great. That worked out real well to get Obama in for another 4 years, which has been exposed, or let's see, it's allowed the infiltration of Islam.
Right.
To a degree that never would have occurred if there was a Republican in office, most likely.
Now, Becca, you also have another book similar to this one. It's Impact Your World,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually empowering parents to educate
mm-hmm.
them. And I've been, and you and I didn't talk about this, so I'm kind of catching you off guard, and you probably don't mind because you know your book. But I have been on people's cases, and I have said to them, where are the parents? This ignorance that's going on college campuses, this stupidity that's running rampant in our young people across the country, is at a whole different level than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. And these are the
mm-hmm.
products of parents who kind of let kids find their own way. When you were doing research for that book, did you find that to be true, that parents just didn't want to parent their children?
Well, it's not just that. It's the faith in what they thought the public system would give them. And so they, you know, so let's say we have Christian parents with children, and they're going, I just can't wait to get them in school because then they can learn their ABCs and, you know, blah, 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 and then we'll send them off to college. What they don't know is what's going on in the public system,
mm-hmm.
which is not, it's antithetical to our Christian faith most of the time. It's not to say that they're not wonderful, wonderful Christian teachers out there. They even are in a lot of ways shackled because they are not able to do things maybe according to their Christian faith. But what I found to be going on in the public system was very detrimental to what God has called us to do. First of all, the call to parents is train up a child in the way he should go. And when
right.
he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yep.
Well, the train up part is okay. on the parent. It's
we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want you to finish that. I wanted to talk about training up your child. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, and for Bradley Dean today on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We are back. Hopefully so are you. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and online if that's how you're listening. Head over to the Sons of Liberty Radio where you can find out so much more about Brad. Because I know some of you tuned in today to find out about Bradley Dean. You wanted to hear Bradley Dean. You wanted to hear what he had to say. Well, guess what? You're stuck with me for the day. And anyway, you'll hear what Bradley has to say next week. Like I say, head up to the website. You'll find out so much more about Bradley and about the show. If you like what I've had to say today, and I do so much appreciate the time that you given to me because I know you could have been giving it to somebody else or listening to somebody else, and so I appreciate the time you spent with me. I do a daily show called The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can find out all the information about the show at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Becca Keating has joined me. She's written a few books. The one we're talking about right now is Impact Your World, Empowering Parents to Educate. And Becca, first, thanks for being with me. And second, you were talking about how you just need to follow the word. If you're a believer in God, if you're a Christian, you need to do what the word says. And you were talking about training up your child.
Yeah, and in Hebrew, the word train up means create first. And then train up the child in the way it should go is according to their bent. Well, in a public system, the bent meaning the way that they learn, it's a limited way that they instruct the children in the way they learn. So if your child learns in a different way, they're going to get lost in the crack right away. So it's an encouraging book because it says to parents, You are in charge. You don't have to put these kids in public system. You need to do what's best for your children to train them up to love God, to walk according to will. And so you have, like we talked about earlier, we have these parents that have put their kids in public system, and by the time they graduate 12th grade, they have no common belief system at all. In fact, they think their parents, because maybe their teacher told them, is really off their rocker or, you know, not giving them straight answers. Well, then they go off to college, and it even gets worse. And I know a little bit more about that because I was a professor's wife for a long time at the University of Arizona, and we saw kids go through there basically brainwashed. So by the time they got out, they didn't have the faith that they went in with, and they were, liberalized, shall we say. And then they get out into the world, and they're wanting to raise their families in this way. And so it just trickles down back to that very important task that impacts our world, and that is parenting.
Well, you know what's funny is again, I have been on this mantra on my show of beating on parents for not taking their rightful place, for not doing their jobs. And, you know, these parents who say to me, you know, I want my kids to find their way to God. Well, if you don't give them guidelines, if you don't take them to church, if you don't speak to them about God, they're not going to find God. They're going to find another group of kids that don't believe in a God, which is why 80% of, and it's not a made-up number, it's a real number, 80% of millennials do not believe in organized religion, okay? They believe that there's a higher power out there, and you can call it God if you want to. So what I say to my Christian parents, good job, guys. Really. When you're sitting in front of God and he says, what did you do with those little gifts, those little precious blessings I gave you? What did you do to them? I want to see the look on your face.
Yeah, it is a shame. And yet I really think some parents don't realize that there are options. Even in charter schools that are have basics, you know, to know that there are options for the parent. But the first, of course, is the training up at the creating thirst in godly things. And if we started doing it as soon as they were out of the womb, so why are we giving it over to another institution when they're age 5 or even younger? So it really is, in that particular book, I go into the history of public schools because, you know, historically, we tutored our children. We had one-on-one tutoring going on, which is far superior to any classroom, you know, 1-25, 1-35 ratio. And so just the mere history of the public system is quite frightening. And it's if I might say, it's a bit of a brainwashing system as well. And then you have the universities doing a very similar thing. So parents, know that you are impacting culture. You are impacting your world in the investment of your children. So get in there and love them and guide them and take them to church and have them memorize scripture.
Invade their space. It's okay to invade their space. I'm so tired of hearing people, you know, my kid gets privacy. He deserves, but no, you don't just deserve privacy because you have a heartbeat and you're breathing oxygen.
You mean I can't have a safe space?
Yeah.
On my campus?
You ask my kids. There are no safe spaces in my house. I used to say to them, when you start paying rent here, we'll talk about the little square foot that you get to have all by yourself, you know? When you start we have forgotten all that. And some, when I talk to some of the younger parents, they'll say the common thread that I get with them is, I didn't like it when I was a kid. I didn't like the way my parents punished me. I didn't like the way my parents talked to me. I didn't like when they took this away from me. I'm going, but you're a pretty fairly sane person, and all those things you said you didn't like, do you understand it's what got you here where you're at? It's what molded what you believe and what you think? Now, you took all the stuff you didn't like, and now your child is running crazy, and you can't figure out why.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, listen, I grew up in a large Italian family, very, very, very loud, boisterous people. I got slapped upside the head. You know, I got dumped. I got my hair pulled. And I don't need psychiatric, it depends on who you ask, but I don't need psychiatric care, I don't believe. And I think I'm a pretty good person. I try not to hurt anybody. But you find don't you find it just the opposite, Becca? The ones that didn't get clear, direct guidance are the ones that are needing those safe spaces and trigger warnings?
Yeah, they're lost in a lot of ways. They're really trying to find those guidelines that they were not given early on. And it's the biblical principles about spare the rod, spoil the child, you know, and all those things are there for a reason, because that's how they learn quickly and know their boundaries. And if they know their boundaries, they feel good, they feel safe. They know, you know, hey, I'm part of the family. My mom and dad love me, and they correct me because they don't want me to go down the wrong way. So if they are training their children from the biblical principles, they will be much more balanced in society. They will be more productive. They will be happier, you know, with that joy. But I think, I don't know why a parent wouldn't want to do the very best for their children in raising them from biblical principles. And if God has an instruction book on how to put together a life, then maybe we should adhere to that.
Well,
oh, goodness. So,
yeah,
read the book.
It's a different Christianity. As I watch the years go on, I'm seeing more and more people. When you have 52% or 51%, I think was the last number I read, 51% of Christians are evolving on same-sex marriage, evolving on homosexuality. What it tells me is 51% of Christians are no longer adhering to and or reading the Bible, which is scary in and of itself.
Yeah, that idea again, the frog in the fry pan. You know, we're in there, and they've turned up the heat a little bit, and it's getting hotter and hotter, to the point where we don't jump out. We don't realize that what's going on is not biblical because we haven't studied the Bible. We haven't trained up our children to memorize Scripture and know that it's a light unto our feet, and to our path, and so. It's we will reap the consequences of that, and yet we can turn this around. That's the hope I want to give both to parents and citizens, that it is when we engage, when we stand up, when we bounce back and say, not on our watch, watchman on the knee or with a ghost, that we can retain that which God has entrusted to us, our families, our cities, our society, our state, our country.
Yeah. I think the thing you'd have to, I have to go on a whole long session over is you have to give me hope that we do have parents that'll get up and make a difference and make a change. I don't see it. I don't see people fighting like they used to fight for their kids. Now, I see them fighting, but it's usually in the wrong direction for the wrong things. But I think for parents to sit down and really fight their kids, fight with their kids to do the right thing, to get the work done, to be good citizens and good people, it's just craziness. Becca, we're coming up on the end of time here, so go ahead and tell people, A, where they can find out more about you, where they can get your books, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you go to BeccaKeating.net, that's BeccaKeating.net, you can see some videos of me talking and some ways to order the books. And then you, at the back, there's a contact page. If you'd like me to come and speak to your group, I'd be happy to do so.
I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today. Bradley, will be back with you Monday. Have a great rest of the weekend.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.